Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, the Messiah. Thank you, Monkey Bastard, for starting off with a bang. He always does. Always does, man. Monkey Bass always come out there with a big offer. Bless you too, my brother. Bless you too. Good to be in the land of the living.
Yes, sir.
It really truly is. There's a lot going on in this world. It really truly is. One thing that's going on is the Holy Days calendar from Straightway. If you've not seen that calendar yet, every year it gets more and more extensive. Just when you think, I guess it's the same way they do with new cars and stuff, right? When you get a new car and you buy it and you go, man, what else can they do to improve this thing? And then they come out the next year and just, and it keeps on going, keeps on going, keeps on going, keeps on going. Same way with the calendar, too. It's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing because it's full of our history, which a lot of people resent. And it's full of content. It's full of, I mean, it's just, anyway, you just have to be able to get one. If you go to holydayscalendar.com, you can be able to order one from there or two and then get them drop shipped from there. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Everybody doing all right?
Yes,
that's one thing I don't understand about this, okay? When I was about 46, 47, you know what I mean? I started having to fool around with some reading glasses, you know, up close. Oh, man, it's blurry, clear, right? Then you look at that stuff way up there, far, read crystal clear. What kind of sense does that make? Huh? Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. But there's a lot going on in the world, and there's always is, but we remain unconcerned about the world. We only care about the kingdom of Israel.
Yes.
That's really, truly, in the grand scheme of things, all that matters anyway.
Yes.
Nothing else matters. Literally, you know, Satan does everything he can to try to distract us, but really, truly, nothing else matters but Yahweh and his kingdom.
Come on.
And then, I think a lot of people miss out on the important part when he told us that if you want to be able to communicate with me as the Father, you've got to go through my Son.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to. And a lot of people still to this day, can you believe I had somebody, you know, let me go this route before we're going to get started here anyway here. But, if you didn't have a certain people that hijacked our scriptures and then repackaged them, revamped them, and then regurgitate them and then give it to you their way, you wouldn't be confused today. There would be nobody out here talking about a Trinity if you only read the scriptures. Because you can't come up with it just by reading scriptures. Somebody has to insert a foreign substance into your mind. Are you following? They have got to try to persuade you to go down another pathway besides the way. Because there's no way that somebody can read the scriptures and come up with Trinity if you just read them just for themselves. Does that make sense, son? You can't do it. You cannot do it. I mean, what are you going to do when it says, "Hear, O Israel"? Bless you. Brother, that was for your offering. Yahweh Elohim is?
One.
He said, God. One. What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that when you, if he say one, he's one. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
But as it stands today, Satan is all the confusion.
Yes, sir.
And while a lot of people like to point the finger at Satan, which he is the author, you have to also point the finger at the people who are being used by Satan.
Yes, sir.
because they're voluntarily, ignorantly, willfully, and willful ignorance being used. You won't believe how many people just want to fight and argue and contend with us over the word, but yet and still they don't want to open up the word. What they fight and argue and contend over is stuff that they have accepted and to believe to be the word. Customs, traditions of men, theology, ideologies. Are you following me? And that ain't even in the book. And y'all not amazed that with all the people who say that they love Jesus, how that anytime you want to bring him up as a subject of conversation, nobody wants to talk about it? All excited as the Christians and everybody else saying that they are, you the last person they want to talk about you. As a matter of fact, you start watching all these spirits manifest on people, man. They're like, what the? Is that a Jesus demon? I mean, what in the world is going on? I mean, I thought if we're talking about Jesus, man, we could have a glorious time talking about the King. Because that is one subject that cannot be exalted.
No.
Okay. We could listen. You can talk about how the Buffalo Bills beat up on the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
It only lasts for so long.
Right.
And even at that, there ain't that much thrill there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But man, when you start talking about the King,
everlasting,
you can be here this week and still be on his same subject next week and you still be excited. But then you wonder, what is going on with people today that they just simply don't like talking about him as a topic of discussion?
Come on.
Well, that's because, we disagree on too much. Well, I've proved that 1,000 times over. I said, really? I said, the truth is, you're going to find out we really don't disagree at all if you say you love Jesus. Because all you got to do is you can open up this book and just turn just about anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just read it for what it says, I just open up the book, right? And now, because if I start going in eye to eye, people don't understand that at all. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance. For they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men too fast.
Right.
Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So, explain. It's telling me you're fast. Don't go around.
Come on. Hey, bro. Come on.
Who rode you? And then you don't look around like it.
Looking for it. Come on. Looking for it. Reward in the kingdom. Come on. What's wrong?
And that's what you want. You want somebody to say.
Come on, yeah.
I learned that a long time ago. When people got stuff going on, I just look at them. I don't ask no questions.
Come on, chap.
You're going to walk into a trap.
Yes, sir. I mean, come on.
You're going to walk right into a trap. Forgive me, but I have to give thanks to y'all. I recently got in touch with some brothers in Arkansas who are part of Straightway. Praise y'all. Hey, glory to the King. Y'all make sure y'all stay in touch, man, so we can grow in grace and grow in knowledge. Isn't that right? But you said, I know I'm preaching, and people can't wait for you to walk by. Well, how you know? What's wrong? And they say, You know how many times I fell in that trap? I don't never fall in that trap no more. I never do, because if you are so downcast and downtrodden, you really truly want me to know, you would either speak to me or speak to one of the elders or somebody, rather than just sitting there. But in this case, talking about fasting. So when you decide to break your plate, as a matter of fact, what you should do is, like you're going to talk about, wash your face and don't even appear as you're fasting. So how much interpretation do we need? How much discord and dissension do we have in that? We don't.
No.
See, it's about what you already heard. You've heard something from somebody else that actually disagrees with his words. And since you can't quote the words, since you can't find the words, so you don't, I mean, you got it easy today.
Yeah.
We got computers that you can just go type in a phrase and it takes you right to the word. That's easy.
Yeah.
And we can be in harmony. All we got to do is just read it.
True.
But if you notice, man, mad people, they hate that word. I remember when I was up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin, talking to the Christians. You know what they kept saying? They said, okay, we hear that you keep telling us to read the word, we go to word, read, but what do you got to say? I said, it don't make no damn difference what I got to say. I ain't got nothing to say about what it says. What am I supposed to say? You can't improve on that.
Yes, sir.
I have nothing outside of that to say. I don't have my own thoughts and opinions about nothing.
Come on, son.
Don't the book teach you that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word?
Every word.
That see, you getting all mad upset because I don't live after all your Christian fathers. John Wesley, John Calvin, Martin Luther. I don't give a damn what they say.
True.
They ain't in the prophets.
Mm-mm.
They're not in the law.
Nope. Uh-huh.
They didn't make it in the book, the Hebrew chapter 11.
Mm-mm.
They didn't make it there.
Come on.
They don't mean nothing to me. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe icons of you, and most of you will quote them more than you will the prophets.
Tell the truth, sir. Tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's the issue, and that's the trouble, is whenever you're trying to take somebody, and the majority of the people who you quote as icons in the book, they ain't never been filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, I know. They don't ever talk about it. In all their writings, they never talk about the magnificent presence of the Holy Spirit.
Come on, Mama. All right.
You don't never hear them talking about the power of Yah and laying hands on folks. And hey, you follow? You don't ever. All you hear is philosophy.
Right. That's true.
All you hear is theology.
Yeah.
Go to class of 2:8. That's all you hear. That's all you hear is philosophy and theology. And it sounds like those people over in the Book of Acts. That all they did was just, and that was Mars Hill, and all they did was just sit around just to hear some new thing.
Yes, sir.
They got mind candy.
Yeah.
They were, oh, we heard some. Oh, man, that was profound. Then what? Then what?
True.
You see what I mean?
Yes,
and so philosophy has deceived many a people. When you go to these theological schools, what do you think they want to do? People out there, they try to look down upon you if you don't speak on their platform and their level. Y'all see me go up to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and shame on their own theologians.
Yes, sir.
Now, I call it, if that was the best they had, he said that they were the best they had. They actually said they would be, if anybody could win this debate, it had to be the one that was up. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I could have put his cow up against him, and his cow wasn't even born yet. That's bad. I'd be embarrassed to say that Kabir just says, I know I'm on the winning team. He said, I know I'm on the right side. After watching this display, it's clear to me. We're light years. Light years. And think about it, we all experienced that swift kick in the gut.
Yes, sir.
Oh, coming from Christianity, where y'all took us in our infancy, and right where we were in faith.
Yes, sir.
And we had our relationship with him, but the church wanted us to have a greater relationship with them rather than him.
That's good. That's good.
And the church is always trying to steal people from y'all.
Yeah.
Wow. You know how they do it? Filling you up with programs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you won't believe how many people come to Straightway and say, where's the children's church? I said, who you think is all sitting in the sanctuary?
Oh.
I said, ain't you something? Didn't Yahshua say, suffer not the little children?
Yeah, come on.
They hear the same thing we do. Believe it or not, they get it.
Yeah.
They understand it.
Yeah.
Well, how you know they understand it? I said, how they can repeat the words of the song and dance at 2 years old. to philosophize you. Philosophy. Philosophy. Paul had a warning about that reteach.
Beware!
See that? Y'all know what beware is. Y'all think beware is when you see a sign that says beware of a dog. Even at that, you ignore that sign too until you get bit, don't you? Beware. So beware of a warning. It's something that you actually need to be aware of.
Come on, break it down.
Be
aware.
Come on, sir. Short and simple, beware.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like in the King James, you don't never read forever. You read forever. They break it up into two words. But it's really forever.
Mm-hmm.
Beware. Mm-hmm. Be aware, not be terrified and afraid.
Come on. That's good. That's good. Yes, sir.
I mean, if you heard that word, you think it's like, oh, man, one. Hey, yeah. One. Hey, oh. Beware means be aware.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I just told some folks out
again.
Perceive.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Use some perception.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of something, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, let me go look up that word in the Greek. That's what's going to mess you up, too. King James be butchering up some stuff, boy. And Strong's, boy. Strong's must have been on that strong drink, too.
Right.
Because some of these definitions, man, when you go look at the original Hebrew, you go, how they get that? How you translate it like that? Anyway, beware of what, teach?
Lest any man.
Well, today we might as well say woman.
Mm.
Mm. They put them on the same level, same platform.
Yes, sir.
Sad to say, but beware lest any man do what?
Spoil you.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
And how is this spoiling going to come?
Prove.
Now, you got to understand something about this. If it's telling you to be aware or beware lest any man spoil you, we all, to some measure, love being spoiled. We love that pamper. Meaning they're going to say something that's going to get you right at your wicked heart. Mm-hmm. Beware lest any man spoil you through what?
You through philosophy.
Y'all hear that? Through what?
Philosophy.
Don't the world put a lot of credibility to philosophy?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Huh? And what else?
And vain deceit.
Now, let me show y'all and prove y'all how spoiled the whole world is.
Yes, sir.
Is not Santa Claus a lie? Are not people spoiled?
Is it?
Do a rabbit lay eggs?
No,
how you associate a rabbit laying eggs? Huh? I mean, you got a rabbit, and then you got it, and then everybody equates Easter with the rabbit. Fairy tales, lies.
Yes, sir.
And you come, and anytime somebody says something about it, you fight them.
Mm.
With vigor.
Wow.
Even though you can only find the word Easter one time in the whole entire scripture. You find Passover so many times, but you take that one when the law tells you out of mouth for two or more.
Wow. Come on.
Witness that every word shall be what?
Established.
But then you go look behind that word that's presented in English. It tells you exactly what it means, but you don't want to do that.
Come on, Jeff.
Because you're spoiled.
Preacher, come on. Come on. Come on.
See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You ship your spoil.
Yes, sir.
And you love it. It's for the children's spoil.
Yeah.
Little spoiled brat.
Yeah.
Spoiled.
Yeah.
Through philosophy and vain deceit. And how we know? Watch this.
After
the what?
The tradition of men.
Is that not?
Yeah.
Is Christmas not a tradition of men?
Yes, sir.
Is Sunday not a tradition of men?
Yes, sir.
And people on Sunday won't try to make an argument out of it. Can't we praise Yah and worship Him every day? Can't you do it on Sunday? Sure. You can do it first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. But Yah commanded you to rest. He commanded you to rest on the
Sabbath.
And the Sabbath ain't Sunday.
Yes, sir.
It ain't first day. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
See? And they'll fight you. And they will rebel against Yah. All because you said it.
Yes,
and you didn't even say it. All you did was repeat what was already said. And they thereby showing you how much they hate Yah. They know full well you reject the commandments of Yah that you may keep your own traditions. That's what Yahshua said. Full well you reject them. So you keep your own tradition. And then some of you are still even in that vein in a lot of areas in your life.
Come on, preach. True.
Yeah, y'all. Some of you are still in that vein in a lot of areas of your life. Read on.
After the rudiments of the world.
Traditions of men, rudiments of the world. But watch this. Laws of the world. Watch this.
And not.
Not after who?
After Messiah.
Not after Messiah. None of them come from Messiah. Yet, you still exalt them.
Yeah.
And you know what? Man does this. Well, okay, you got me. We know that they ain't in the book, but we still going to celebrate and honor him.
Yeah.
That's rebellion.
Yes, sir.
That's straight up rebellion.
Yes, sir.
If you're a father and you have trained and taught your son and he goes contrary to that, other than what you have taught in righteousness, would you not call that rebellion?
Yes, sir.
So what are you doing now with the Most High? And how do you, why do you do this? Because you are spoiled.
Oh.
I hope y'all enjoy that breakdown.
That's awesome. Great. Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm. Hope you enjoy that breakdown.
Oh, that's good.
Because ain't none of this mess come out the Messiah. That's why you so distant from it.
Yeah.
That's why when y'all click on Pastor Dow channel, Straightway Truth channel on Sabbath morning, you see all of us running around and dancing and praising like our... Like we're a bunch of wild bastards and stuff.
Yeah.
You want, why you do that?
I'll talk to him.
Come on, Jeff. Come on with it, Jeff.
Come on.
I tell you, man, being at this age and having a young son that come out of my loins.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
It reminds me of the relationship with the father all the time. I remember, I was gone this morning. I saw this guy briefly. I had to go 2 hours. Another way, then come back, right? Work, then come back, right? And I get home, and they, Mother Carol and this guy was here, and they heard a truck pull up. This guy's sitting at the door. Yeah. As soon as I walked in the door, grab my leg.
Yes, please, come on.
Every time I see that, it reminds me of a relationship with the Father.
Yes.
It also reminds me of when sons don't honor the father. I've got that too as well.
Yes,
you understand what I mean?
Yes,
and I know how the father feels in that too.
Yes,
when the son don't honor the father.
Yes, sir.
And what does the commandment say? Honor
your father
and your mother so that your days may be prolonged on the soil which Yahweh will have given you. See what I mean?
Yes,
sir. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So he gives us the natural to comprehend if we will slow down enough, and then we can put it in the spiritual.
Slow down, yes.
We have a natural, then we can understand the spiritual, we can just slow down enough,
yes, sir.
And get out of this life for a second and start meditating.
Come on. Yeah, wait.
On his word, you know, have a teachable spirit.
Yes.
You can't have a teachable spirit when you're full of stuff.
Yes.
No room.
Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
We don't know how they ever get to know announcers, man. We used to just ride out the box. You know that? We ride out the box every time. Right out the box. But... And Yah also designed it this way, too. You can't even hear without a preacher.
Yes, sir. It is written.
How many times your apostle says, man, I say all these things to you so that your faith may be full?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that something?
Yes,
we just read, we just went over the last Shabbat when Paul said, man, boy, I have a desire to depart and be with Messiah, but it,
but
it's more needful for me, for you, if I abide here with you.
Come on.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Faith come by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of Yah. And how can he hear without a
preacher?
Well, you just say that you. I know it's me.
Hallelujah.
I'm just saying it.
Yeah.
I know it's me.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
How do you know? Because my faith follows.
Yes, sir.
And everyone that follows me as I read 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Everybody that follows me as I follow Messiah, they have the fruit that
there
is evidence.
There it is. Yes, sir.
Of that faith that we are following Messiah.
Yes.
Good fruit.
Good, yeah. Come on.
Read, teach.
Be you followers of me.
Yep.
Even all, as also, I am of Messiah.
See, I can say that with 100% confidence. You be you followers of me, even as I am of Messiah.
Yes, sir.
I know I am of Messiah.
Yes, sir.
I'm not the Messiah, but I never will be.
Yes,
not by a long shot.
Yes, sir.
I'm just glad to be in that number.
That's it. That's it.
But if somebody else is following Messiah better than I am, then go follow him. But y'all's design is you can't hear, you can't develop, you can't grow, you can't go further without a preacher. And you'll know if he's a preacher or not because he has been sent. Not this mama called daddy sent.
Mm-mm.
Or these false prophets nowadays that, see, that's another end time spirit. Let us know we right, we close.
Yes, sir.
We close.
Yep.
Brother Ron up there. Keep preaching, Pastor. You are needed in these days. Thank you for your obedience to your calling. Straightway to the kingdom we go.
Yes, sir.
Blessings, Clarksville. Bless you. Thank you, my brother. All you better believe it is. We know we going to the kingdom.
In the name of Jesus.
We know we going to. And we're going to be entering into the kingdom rejoicing.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
We're going to enter into his kingdom with thanksgiving. And soon we hit them courts.
Praise our Lord. Come on.
We're going to tell the orchestra that they got up in heaven. Y'all got to move
on. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
We're going to show y'all how to live. And I'm going to
say,
we know better than they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
they were created to praise.
Come on,
oh, we. You were born distance away from
me
and been redeemed.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Angels, move over.
Come on.
Yeah.
There's a new choir.
Yes, sir.
There's a new choir.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Oh,
yeah. We're going to show y'all how to pray.
Yeah.
You're going to show us up.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil.
That's it.
You know, think about this. How can you sit here and listen to you and be mad?
Come on.
What causes you to get inflamed and stirred up like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a demon.
Yes, sir.
Demon.
Hallelujah, man. Woo. Hallelujah.
It baffles me. I'm literally appalled. I don't understand. I cannot comprehend how people don't get it, though. Well, I do know what's going on, though, in this world. And I know what the problem with a lot of leaders in the world today. You know what the problem is?
Tell them, Mom.
And I want y'all all to listen. If y'all listening, type in 7. If y'all, make sure y'all listening, because I want y'all to type in 7. Hmm? See, what starts off and what happens in the very beginning is we all start off running this race. Anybody run a race before? You can tell the inexperienced people because they always start off like a jackrabbit.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Don't they?
Yes, sir.
and then they fizzle out.
Yep.
They don't even get to the midpoint of the race, they fizzling out.
True.
But them experienced folks.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to run this race with the intention to finish.
Yes.
And not only to finish, but to win.
Yes, sir.
See, we think win whoever comes in first. Win is whoever crossed the line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see what I mean? Because they've accomplished something.
Yes,
come on, sir.
Yeah. Come on.
It says run, so because only one is going to receive the prize. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But see, the way we comprehend that one receiving the prize is the natural way
right.
of only one coming in first place.
Yes.
No, when you receive that, when you cross line and receive that prize,
yes.
you are that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, sir.
He going to give everybody a crown?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's not over. Come on.
Man, the day I heard his voice, it didn't take all that.
No.
It wasn't no struggle. It wasn't
no
fight. It was 100% complete submission.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
And I had everybody against me. Everybody against me. And I still do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Just like y'all been y'all test and trial. You got it. Man, you may lose the whole world.
Come on, chef.
As long as you don't lose Jesus.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with losing the whole world?
Yeah.
When you make
gains, come on.
You make the world.
Come on. Come on, chef. Come on. Come on.
There's some preaching going on.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Man, thank all y'all for y'all offers and stuff, man. But, man, y'all got to zone in, man. Really.
Yeah.
Man. Go to 1 John chapter 3. Let me see. It ain't written. No. I'll get to it. Maybe. Maybe. I know one thing, we're on the right path.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because it could be that somebody out there has been ordained to such a time as this.
Yes,
that they need to hear this.
Yes, sir.
1 John chapter 3, start at verse 1. We're going to read for a little bit, all right? Come on with it, teach.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us.
Oh, okay, hold on. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
We got a song out of that one, too.
Cool.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Isn't that beautiful song?
Yes, sir.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. You know what they love you? That we should be called the sons of Yah. Is that not just love?
Yes.
Is that not the love?
Yes.
To be called?
Yes.
The sons of Yah.
Yes. What an honor. What an honor. Come on. Sons of Yah. Come on.
Come on.
Yes.
And see, this is where everybody, see, the world getting ready to get dressed up. And they getting showered up.
Yep.
Getting ready for the clue.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highlight of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are.
Yes.
Hey, honor Yah on the Shabbat.
Yes.
By extolling and constantly putting his word in remembrance.
Yes.
On his holy day.
Yes.
I remember going to the club.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious, man. Get ready. Going to the club.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. 65% of the time I went to the club, we ended up in a damn fight somewhere.
True.
And I can honestly say I never started one of them. Didn't start one of them. Somebody would get some liquid courage in them.
Yep.
We mind our own business. They come over, just won't fight. Boy, what's wrong with folks? Demons.
Yes, sir.
I had demons too. I mean, I was saved. Yes, sir. I went to the club day. I preach. Matter of fact, almost there, everywhere I go, I usually end up preaching to the ones that have the ears to hear.
That's right.
I remember, matter of fact, I know sometimes we, you know, when y'all send me on these vacation resorts, right, I end up preaching.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell the ones that totally reject, because next day or two, they mm-hmm. they distance, boy, they on the other side of the resort.
Uh-oh.
All they did was clear me up.
Yeah. Warrant.
That's all you did to me. Clear me up.
Took away my sign.
Wisdom in that. Come on, step.
Right. Hey, you want to run off the devil? Just preach.
Yeah.
Want to get rid of nimbus in your life? Just preach.
Preach the word.
I'll tell you, man. You got somebody to get on your nerves in the world, man.
Oh,
okay.
Hey,
that's it.
Hey.
They gone. And you got peace. Now you understand what he says. My peace. I give unto you. Not in the world.
Come on. Yeah.
You don't care anyway. You got you and Jesus, you just fine.
That's it. Yep. That's all we need.
Hey. Now listen to Hebrew. Bless you, my pastor, my brother. Bless you, my brother. My pastor. Pastor Muir, man, he has some videos he likes for you to put together, man. Y'all know that the long-haired doo-doo prophet came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
The false prophet. The one who prophesied all his death.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Here we are. The false prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I showed y'all the false prophet?
Yeah.
L. Rupert said, hashtag stay chicken food.
Yeah.
Hell, the rumors ain't got no sense, man. But, man, he came out and tried to justify all his false prophecies.
No,
man, you ain't got no credibility. You
no.
Finished.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
You are laughing stock.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad, man.
Yes, true.
Y'all see somebody prophesying and presuming of their own mind, presumptive of their own mind? When y'all said and y'all hadn't said it, so yo y'all is the devil.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you that right now.
Yes.
Because if y'all, you said, thus saith Yahweh. You said, thus saith Abba Yahuwah. That's what you said.
Yes. True.
Then he tried to justify what the sword was. Oh, it could be fine after, it could be something. That wasn't the sword of the Most High I've seen in this book.
Come on.
Every time the sword came in this book, boy. See, we all start calling you long-haired prima donna tap dancing buttermilk toast prophet. With your booger in your nose. Y'all remember that video I said sometimes you have to be profane in order to
be
profound.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You seen Elijah, man. He's pretty profane.
Yes.
He's doing some false prophets of Baal. He said, hey, maybe your God out shitting somewhere.
Yeah.
Someone said, what? He's shitting? Yeah. You call it pursuing.
Yeah. Same spirit.
I can see Elijah sitting over that man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Cry it out.
Yeah.
Dance hard.
Yeah.
Get stirred up.
Yeah.
Sign that don't come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
What does the book say we're supposed to do?
Yep.
If we was in our land.
Yes, sir.
I know I had to make sure I say that.
Yes, sir. Yep.
I had to say that.
Yes, sir.
Because we was in our land, you wouldn't be breathing today.
Oh, no.
You'd be worse than what Jezebel got. The crows would be eating your butt. Wouldn't even suffer to bury your rotten ass as you defile our ground. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Teach. Hold on a second. Charles, but praise Yah. Thank you, Pastor Dow, for being a stand-up man of Yah and all the brothers as well. I am in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Hey.
Hey. With no fellowship. But I thank y'all for the opportunity. And hey, we got an assembly there, I think, in Mississippi. You need to contact this number behind me, man. Leave a message for Elder Doug, Elder Becker. Well, they spoke presumptuously, and y'all ain't say it. We take stuff like this serious. They don't take stuff like this serious. Right. Everybody got these loose lips and everything. We take that stuff extremely seriously. Why you think I sit there and left this ugly mug on my desktop for a whole year? Right. I saw them every day, almost a whole year. Yeah. Both of them.
Yes, sir.
I did. I seen the black mask, and I seen Dookie Brain for a whole damn year. Then I came out just like Jeremiah way before. Yeah. I said, I'm going to show y'all that Yahuwah ain't never said.
Yeah.
That somebody prophesied their own thing.
Yeah.
Mine.
Bang.
What we got is another Hananiah and Jeremiah situation right here. You lying devil.
Yep.
Now, wait a minute. See, nobody ever thought about this part. He said, thus saith Yahuwah. I'm saying y'all ain't sent today. One of us right, one of us wrong.
Because
I called it before the year was up.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Somebody here, somebody ain't. Yes. And I spoke with clarity and boldness.
Yes, sir.
So the Mississippi Saints are now in Alabama. Hey, they just the next state over. Thank you, Elder. You may probably need to get out of Mississippi. It's flooding. Mm-hmm. It's going to be flooded by the Nile here in America, Tennessee River. Y'all, anybody ever been through Memphis? Y'all ever been through Memphis? You know what's right on the border of Memphis? I mean, right on the border of Tennessee, that river right there, they got a bunch of pyramids sitting right there.
Yeah,
it sure do. Yeah, Mississippi River. They got... So, do a bunch of pyramids right there in Memphis. And think about the word Memphis.
Yeah.
Mm. That's Mizraim.
Yeah.
I tell you, man, he's fucking.
Yeah.
It rains.
Yeah, yeah.
All we got to do is drive to the border.
Mm-hmm.
We can go right there to the border right before we cross over into Arkansas.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
Right.
Really? Mississippi gonna flood, so get out of there. Hallelujah. So, anyway, let's move on to it. We're at 1 John 3, right? That's what we call. Come on with it.
Y'all,
hey, y'all enjoying tonight already. I'm enjoying tonight already, man. The King is good. Bless you, Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Come on. Yeah. One brother said, praise Yahweh. I said, praise Yahweh. He said, you say Yahweh. I said, yeah, I'll become all things unto all men, and I might gain them all.
Yeah, that's
how much
word.
Man. It's wisdom, man. People ain't got no sense.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be right, and everybody want to argue.
Come on. Come on.
I got people reaching out the straight way. They've been reaching out in groves the straight way, right? Well, we want to come together. Time out for all you people out there listening. Don't you listen real good. Is that what you're doing? Time out. I want y'all to comprehend and understand something when we talk about this coming together stuff.
Yeah.
Y'all understand what they're really saying, right?
Come on, sir.
We have a way. We have a philosophy. We have a way we do things, but we want to come over here with you, and we want us all to be able to join together or come together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yet and still, you coming to us.
True.
We ain't coming to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You coming to us. We ain't coming to you. So if we going to come together, they ain't going to be don't come together the way you think it is.
Right.
Come at you. You know the reason why? Straightway already established.
Yeah.
We've been together for 30-something years. Ain't no coming together to do it with us. Now, you want to come. Look, the book says over in Acts the 2nd chapter, and the Messiah added to the assembly daily such as should be saved. You want to fit that group, you come on in, but we're not going to sit down at no table and bat scriptures and doctrine and stuff. Because if y'all come over here, it ain't because you got anything to offer to us.
Right.
It's because you need to learn from us.
Yes.
And we are the teachers of you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir.
Am I making any sense?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to come together. We're coming up under the banner of straightway.
Yes.
That ain't Pastor Dow way. I'm in that way, and I agree with it 100%.
Hallelujah.
So we're not going to sit down and see who's on first, what's on second, and I am on third. We already got first, second, and third.
Yes, sir. Come on.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I want y'all all to comprehend and understand. We're going to do any coming together. Ain't going to be open for no discussion and debate. Y'all coming to learn from the teachers, us. You can't come under that, don't come.
Definitely.
Don't come. We ain't got time for it. Been there, done that. You can't teach us nothing. Why? What they ain't going to teach us? You ain't even obeying the principal things of the word.
True.
Get some humility about yourself.
Come on, Chef.
That's it. Yep.
I mean, so how many times y'all heard Reigns say, listen, don't come to the Reigns like you some type of damn maverick. You know every damn thing is know about you. Listen, if you come in humility and with a teachable spirit, I can teach you then where you need to be at. Then you can really advance. But when you come with, when you all up here and you ain't, no, you ain't. Yeah, you see, there's Elder Robert again. More with less. You got that right. We ain't never been about numbers. We still get it done. So I want everybody out there, when y'all thinking about, well, we're going to come and we want to sit down and talk to straight. No. If we're going to come together, what's going to happen is when you come, we're going to do the talking. You're going to do the listening. That's the way it's going to work.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Oh, by the way, let me put this out there. Somebody make sure they keep a record of this, okay, while I'm getting ready to say. Deacon Samuel, take a record of this. All right? Time out for all the foolishness. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Time out for all the foolishness. All right? So, if you are a pastor of an assembly, and the reason why I say that, because you have people that are proof of the seal of your pastorship. Is that fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Paul had proof of the seal of his apostleship.
Yeah.
People that was listening to Paul. Right? So you just can't be any old internet chat. Self-proclaim. Listen. Pastor Dow will openly debate any theologian, any pastor on these subjects. Y'all got them? Number one, the commandments. Y'all getting that?
Yes, sir.
Number two, it ain't in no particular order here, okay? Number two, divorce and remarriage. Number three, polygyny. Number four, the Trinity. Number five, the law. Y'all see what I'm doing, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm hitting all these topics that they call controversial. So there ain't no controversy with it at all. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
What y'all think should be number six for you? I mean, in this vein, I get it. Make no difference to me. I'd pull up a six. Number six. Y'all ready for this? The role of a man and a woman. Right, you know the reason why I'm talking about these subjects, right? Because these are the ones that everybody want to argue.
Yes, sir.
Number seven. Y'all ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
Can the Gentiles be saved and be called Israel?
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know how much more fair you can get. And it won't be us standing behind a pulpit or somebody sitting out in the crowd arguing and shouting and screaming. It's going to be done by a professional moderator. It's going to be a professional debate with a professional moderator. Number eight.
the believers and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how much more honest you can get. In other words, what I'm doing is I'm actually exposing the whole damn world.
Yes.
And all their falsehoods. Every single bit of it. Stop playing damn games. Let's get it started. Let's get it going.
Hallelujah.
We'll travel to your area, and I guarantee everywhere I go, there'll at least be 100-plus people that will show up to the debate. At least that. That's not including what y'all may bring. And that's including all the people that will hear about it in no matter whatever city is that really, truly want to know. But I have one stipulation for coming. When we get finished debating, we open up what y'all call the doors of the assembly. And anybody need healing and deliverance,
ooh,
and demons cast out.
We,
and filled with the Holy Spirit. They need any of that. Or baptized. Immersed. That's got to be included at the end of it.
Yes, sir. The message.
I don't know how much more honest to be.
Yep. Yep.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Come on.
Yeah. Now y'all got it. They don't need to talk about yard bird. We already know that one. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Power of the Holy Spirit is included in speaking in tongues.
Yes.
All right, teach us go on. 1 John chapter 3. One day we'll get off verse 1, though, won't we?
All right.
Come on with it, teach.
Therefore, the world knows us not.
Y'all hear that?
Yes,
so therefore the world knoweth us not, read.
Because
what?
It knew him not.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Y'all see the reason why the world, why they look at us like we're a bunch of aliens? Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. There used to be a time when you were all accepted in the world.
Yes.
Accepted by family,
yes,
accepted by friends, accepted by everybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. That's what some of you, yes.
All of a sudden, they see the same you,
yeah,
but a different spirit.
Come on.
Yeah, different.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember when you was in the world, people would tolerate you in all your mess.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
They will put up with you in all your mess.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start talking about Jesus,
yeah,
here come the Antichrist.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. And all the religious people who seem to be a somewhat.
That, yep.
The same ones that say that they love Jesus.
Yeah. Yep.
Found the ones that hate him the most. Read, teach.
Beloved, now are we the sons of Yah.
I want everybody to hear this. All right? After all this, now we are what?
The sons of Yah.
Read.
And it does not yet appear what we shall be.
Now, come on, look at us right now.
Right.
I already know what we're going to be. We're going to be kings and priests.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We're going to be ruling this earth.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're the king. We're going to be ruling over angels.
Heirs. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You get it? But right now, man, the world look at us. They laugh at us.
Yep.
The rich of this earth, you know, you people, like all you billionaires and all you multi-millionaires, you the ones that's going to be looking at them rocks and up in the mountains. And you're going to be talking to stone like you already do now.
You
be talking to someone that says, fall on us and hide us from the one that comes.
Yeah. Come on.
You ain't gonna run from him. There's nobody that's gonna escape the brightness of his coming. The king is coming.
Oh, yeah.
In great power.
Yes.
And great glory.
Yes,
he is.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Jesus, come on.
Yep. Real pride. That's a real pride. Yeah. Come on.
But right now, they look at us, they laugh at us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They look at us, man, these little, flies. We can't be too much flies because we get stirred up every time you think about us. You get stirred up every time you think about us, every time you look at us. As a matter of fact, even when we're in your presence, you become mute.
Yeah.
And whereas before, when you was looking at the rest of the people that appertaining to you, you all giddy and smile. When you see one of us, all of a sudden,
comes on you
praise
God.
Praise God.
Now
that
impetus and hardness of heart.
Yeah.
You begin to harness countenance.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's true.
Yes.
You're doing fine and good till we came around.
Yeah. We here.
Sons of Yah.
Yes. Come on, Jeff.
Come on. Son of Yah, I'm telling you, there's some demons in there.
Yes, sir.
Because you can't, you can't lay anything, any charge to God's elect.
That's it.
What are we doing so bad? Instead of testifying of him.
Oh, yes. Testify. Come on.
We're trying to reach it.
Yeah.
Trying to reach it. Come on, teach.
And it does not yet appear what we shall be.
See? Don't appear. Y'all think we just do all this hollering and screaming in the church and this stuff? No, there's something in here. Nobody anyway.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Don't yet appear what we shall be, but.
Well, we know that.
But we know.
When he shall appear.
Ooh, when he shall do what?
Appear.
Come on. Come on. You know, I mean, man, you can't help but love Jesus.
Yeah.
Those of us who have been predetermined.
Oh,
we have been predetermined before time.
Yes,
sir. Before we even knew it.
Hey!
Sure, it's going to be nice on this earth to be ruled by the king.
What?
You better hope you ain't in my providence. I mean, the king may rebuke me because I'm with a wrought iron, too. I'm going to have my hand on the back of your neck, boy. You coming to Jerusalem. King may rebuke me up there. Son, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Well, you said in your word, if they don't come up, ain't going to be no rain.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Part of my providence,
damn.
You know what the king would probably do? He'd probably go, bless you, son. That's because people don't really know Jesus.
Right.
See, now I got to digress again. They don't understand that when the book talks about the angel of the Lord, they don't understand that that was Yahshua. That's the same one that came down on Mount Sinai.
That's
the same one that walked among Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Are you following? Yes. That's the same one that actually called for the sword of the Most High Yah.
Yeah.
And smitten Israel and the
enemy. Yes, sir.
So, you're looking at Yah and you thinking, Christianity got you believing that there's always going to be this passive, this docile.
Yep.
Are you following? This lamb.
Come on.
Listen. Yahshua did that because he had to be a sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
Ain't know what a sacrifice does.
Yes, sir.
When you look at the sacrifice, man, he don't even know it's going to be sacrificed.
Right.
But he full well knew he was going to be sacrificed.
Yes, sir.
And then when I heard Yohanan said, behold.
Yeah.
The
lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
There you go. So when they're sitting up here watching the fullness of mercy of Yah being manifested right before their very eyes, and he thought he was weak. I'll tell you how weak he was. He was so weak that he looked at Pilate and he said to him, you ain't got no power.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. None except what my father gave me.
Come on, Jeff. Come on. Yes, sir. Come on.
In case y'all forgot.
Yeah.
I can lay down my life, and I can take it up again.
It's our king, man. Come on.
The Pharisees, when they heard him talk. Y'all hear what he said? See, all of us dumb people, we be sitting up looking at like a tennis match.
Yeah.
Pharisees said, y'all heard what he said?
Yeah.
Y'all heard what he said, right? Blaspheme. Because he make of himself.
Yeah.
To be Yah. That's what he, what the? Mm-hmm.
Look like he doing a whole lot more than y'all do. See, that's a symbol.
Yeah, yeah.
He look like he doing a whole lot more than what y'all doing. Mm-hmm. Y'all going around brawling y'all phylacteries.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all love the greetings in the marketplace and the holy place and the righteous place, but all he doing is healing the sick, cleansing the leper, raising the dead, casting out devils, walking on water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he doing all of this.
Yeah.
I think, and that was the problem.
Yeah.
What do you think a lot of your preachers' problem is?
Oh, really? Yeah. Come on.
They're afraid you're going to listen to somebody else and bear fruit.
Yep. Yep.
That's what they're afraid of.
Come on.
They're afraid you're going to listen to somebody else and bear fruit.
That's
it. Ain't that true?
Yes, sir.
All you have to do, if y'all want to understand this kind of joy, it all starts like this. And he makes it so simple. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That door is the door of conviction. All of a sudden, when you hear that word, something changes in you. You can't explain it. But you know it's something different. And you're convicted. And in that conviction, you repent. Because you know that you've been an affront and offense to the Most High God. And then you tell, I need to be filled with the Spirit. Mind you, I knew all this, didn't know this, but the Baptist Church didn't teach you a damn thing. Without anybody coaching me. Or tell me what the scripture says.
Yes,
I didn't say it was wrong. Somebody do that. I was just one born out of due season.
Mm.
If you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir.
I went through all the proper steps. Didn't even know I was going through the proper steps. But I know what? It yielded the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Got me to the place I need to be at now. I didn't know my life was going to be all this.
True.
My life, for being an Israelite, the majority of it has been a living hell.
True.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
It's been a treat.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
But, Pastor, you always talking about the joy. Man, I got great joy and great tribulation.
Because
I know somebody with me. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
All right.
Don't get me wrong now.
Yes.
I already knew from that day forward my life is over.
Right.
Over.
Right.
No more doubt. No more sorry, none of that. He didn't give a nickel's worth of rat's ass. Nope. Talk one from that day forward. Talk
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Talk one. And I've loved walking every step of the way with him.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Through all my trials,
yes.
all my tribulations.
Hallelujah.
Through all the persecution.
Yes.
In peril of countrymen, in peril of my own brother. I rejoice in all of it.
Count it all. Come on.
In every bit of it.
Yes, sir.
Every time I've been lied upon, praise y'all.
Praise God.
Every time I've been misrepresented, praise y'all.
Praise God.
Every time I fell short of his glory,
praise God.
You got it? Knowing that every bit of it was happening all for my perfection.
Yes. All things. Come on.
It's all working out for my perfection.
Come on.
That's why I thank you for every trial.
Yeah.
I thank you for every tribulation.
Yes.
I thank you for every strife.
Yeah.
I thank you for every confusion.
Yeah.
I thank you for every bit of it.
Yeah.
Have my name run down as good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Telling the truth, too.
Yeah. Come on.
Even when I fall short. Thank you. Because if I didn't fall short, I didn't know I was ever that person.
Come yes, on. Sir.
Come on. That's the shit. I didn't even know what was in me.
Come on.
I'm glad it came up.
Yeah.
Get the opportunity to repent.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Everybody getting it?
Oh, yeah. Are.
You better.
Shh.
I ain't going nothing else. This is it for me.
That's
it. This is it for me.
Yes.
They did it for you, Teach. This is it. This is it.
That's it.
So, you can't do to me what I haven't already done to myself.
Come on.
Come on.
Woo!
Woo!
That is profound.
And I want y'all to listen. If y'all hear me preaching and teaching, I make you sorry. Remember this. I made you sorry and sorrowful after a bodily sorrow. What? For the sole purpose to get you in the right there with y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. Love. Go back.
I don't personally know you.
Come on.
Come on. Stop blaming me. Hey, get it that the Ruach, the spirit of God, is trying to reach you.
Yeah.
How many times have I said it? You hear me say something?
Yeah.
But by the time it gets to your ears, the Holy Spirit is already, already tailor-made for you.
Tailor-made?
Now, you still sit up there trying to point fingers at a look how mere man.
Come on.
Y'all still said my words, they are spirit, and they are life.
Come on.
Tailor-made, yes.
Just love the King. Just love the King.
That's it. Just love the King.
Go on, Teach.
Hallelujah. Well, we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Now, notice, when he shall appear, we're going to be what?
Like him.
You know, that's going to be easy. We got his DNA. We have the same spirit.
Yeah.
We're not going to be just like him.
Yeah.
Come on.
For we shall see him as he is.
Pure, holy, sanctified.
Yeah.
All of it. Come on.
Yeah. And every man that has this hope.
Now, do you have a hope?
Oh, yeah.
That is
lively. Lively hope.
See, every man that has this hope.
Yes, sir.
Look what every man that has this hope in seeing him. Look what he says. Read.
A man that has this hope in him purifies himself.
He does what?
Wow.
Purifies. He washes, he cleans, he scrubs, he sanctifies himself.
Scrubs.
He sets himself apart here.
Yes, sir.
See, let me tell y'all what the age-old problem is with man. Anybody want to know what the age-old problem is with man? You want to know what the age-old problem is? Type in three.
Three.
Y'all know what the age-old problem with man is? The age-old problem with man is that you can so clearly see everybody else, but you can't see yourself.
That tailor-made, bro.
You don't never realize how much clarity you have when you're speaking and talking about someone else.
Yes,
and how many times you say yourself, if only they could see what I see.
Right.
I mean, y'all should have said, man, if you could just only remove the beams out of your own eyes, then you would be able to see clearly to remove the mote out of others. That's American. That's all of us. We got this uncanny ability. We see everybody else so clear. But ourselves, blinded. Blinded to it. I ain't nobody attacking three no more. Ooh, ain't that word true good?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Jesus.
Even as he is pure.
So we got this hope in us. We purify ourselves even as he is pure. And how pure is he? You can't get no more pure than that. That is 100% pure.
Yes.
Plus, let me see, we're on gold. They talk about 0.99999 Canadian. Gold has some of the finest gold in the hills. It has 5 nines. The Walk of Liberty has 3
I think maybe, no, 3.39. And then the Chinese, Panda, I think he has like 5. And his gold, it can't even be measured. Because, see, the type of gold that y'all, anytime y'all talking about gold in the word, he's talking about, remember, we talking about streets of transparency.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
Oh. We look at gold, and it's still solid and everything.
Yeah.
But we talking about gold, it looks like you step on it. You fall right through, but yet you will still be on a sure footing and a sure foundation.
Glory.
That's because there's no impurities in it.
Yes.
Ooh-wee.
Come on.
Damn. Yeah. Oh. Pastor, how you get all this stuff out here? Spirit of truth.
That is. Yeah.
It's a pretty
good
thing on
vacation. Yeah. Not my spirit of truth.
Hey.
Nothing but the spirit of truth.
Yep.
Come on, teach.
Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the law.
Now, you see the reason why they don't want no sin being defined today?
Right.
Because then you have to actually say the law is holy,
just,
and true.
Come on.
So it's better for the devil to create a religion than he's done away with.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, Christianity, most of y'all missed it. Make you feel good in your transgression.
Mm-hmm.
And all workers of iniquity mm-hmm. are going to have their part. Workers of lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? I mean, now get Matthew 5:17 real quick. Let me tell y'all something. We have a wonderful time with y'all, but every word that we mention and talk about is extremely serious.
Oh, yeah.
We only got one time to go past, and it's like just one, a cough, one. No do-overs. I was sitting today thinking I was driving down the road, and I saw this guy had like he had a concrete truck. It was a little bit different concrete truck than I normally used to seeing. It was a concrete truck, but it was kind of like one of those resurfacing concrete trucks. Big used truck now, don't get me wrong, big, right? And this big old guy was driving his truck, going down 65, texting like he was doing like, I was like, man, y'all been there. How many times you been down the road you drove, you been driving, and all of a sudden you look away 1 second, look back up, and all of a sudden you had a slam or start just that fast.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there thinking, this young idiot. I said, you know how many people's lives you could end in a matter of a second? Oh, no. Now, you take a message to me. You ain't fast enough. Well, I call Matthew 5:17. Read. Come on, man. Now, come on with it.
Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets.
That's what Yahshua said, right? Don't you even let it enter into your mind, but Christianity say it's done away with. But we ain't under that law. That's what Christianity says. Yahshua said, don't you even think I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I didn't come to destroy it. What'd you come to do, Yahshua?
But to fulfill.
But to do what?
Fulfill.
But to do what?
Fulfill.
Read.
For verily I say unto you.
Truly I say unto you.
To heaven and earth pass one jot. Or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law.
Okay, are we still, is there still heaven?
Yes, sir.
Is my feet still on earth?
Yes, sir.
Has it passed yet?
No, sir.
Well, guess what? The law still stands.
Yes.
That's just that simple. Isn't that simple?
Yes.
That's just simple. Heaven and earth has not passed, so therefore not one jot, not one tittle of law shall in no wise do what? But you got a religion that's the largest religion in the world. Has risen up and told everybody, you want to keep the law. You better make some choices and decisions, hard choices and decisions. See, the problem with today is that people are not willing to suffer loss in order to gain. That's the problem. They're not willing to lose father and mother, son or daughter, husband or wife in order
to gain him in the kingdom. Now, I'm going to tell you something real quick, fast, and hurry. Listen, when you gain Jesus, you got everything.
Come on, shepherd.
Yes.
When you lose everything that ain't pertaining to Jesus, you lost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You lost a damn thing.
I mean.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm a man. I truly, and my family would say, I love them. They know I love them with all my heart. But I would get rid of every single one of them in a heartbeat.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to the king.
Yes, sir.
I promise you it won't be. I said, you ain't got where there's no challenge with me.
No, sir.
None whatsoever at all.
No, sir.
Not me. I'm benevolent. I'm patient. I'm kind. I'm a solid leader.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get on that too now. We talked about the early way. We never had the answer. We're going to get
right.
That though.
Probably.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
But when it comes to me and the king, there ain't no answer. There's nobody, nobody on this earth you got to answer like him.
Yes, sir.
I will not ever trade not one soul on this universal earth for him.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know that. Already been tested, proven, and tried.
Yes, sir.
It's easy for me to. Ain't it right, Peach? Yeah, whatever.
Yes.
You're looking at living testimonies here.
Testimonies. Yes, sir.
Been there, done it.
Yes, sir.
Most of you ain't never been there. You ain't never been tested, proven, and tried. Matter of fact, majority of you even listening to this tonight, every time a test even comes, you're trying to insulate yourself from the test.
Mm.
You try to make sure that the test don't even happen.
Come on, sir.
That's why you rebel and kick and murmur so damn much. Uh-oh. Say it. Somebody say all praise the Most High.
All praise the Most High.
Oh, that's still something to shout about, too. That's still something to shout about, because it's still the truth.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
That truth that will set you free.
Hallelujah.
Indeed.
Read McNabb, come on with it.
Shall all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so.
Don't, whoa. Christianity, y'all done.
Done.
Y'all done.
Yes.
Y'all actually teach people, y'all finish.
Literally.
You're done.
Yes,
you're finished.
Yep.
Read on.
He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness,
do what?
Shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
I try to tell people over and over again, but people keep talking about, what does he mean by that? Well, the scribes and Pharisees were very meticulous about the law. No, they were straight up about the law. Law said, law said, law said, law said. Just didn't have no spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Their righteousness was in them, in their own power, being able to keep the law.
Mm-hmm.
Our righteousness is of him.
Yes.
We can only keep the law because of him.
Yeah.
They were keeping the law because they believed themselves to be righteous.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is that, y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
Y'all understand this?
Yes, sir.
And they did. They were very arrogant about it because they were, look at us.
That makes sense, yeah.
That's why the one man said, well, look at me. Wow. And I, well, look at this damn sinner.
Right.
I'm not like them.
Yeah.
I'm not like them.
That makes sense.
I'm more intelligent.
Yes, sir.
Well, the Most High seemed to want to beat on his chest. Look, I'm a dumb ignorant.
Yeah. Not worthy.
I don't need help.
Yeah.
I just.
Yes.
That's me.
Yes.
I just need help. I cannot do this.
Easy.
Just,
not easy.
Who you think the king accepted? There's a bunch of people who always think they're righteous within themselves. Come on. Come on, son, read.
Ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
That wipes out the largest religion in the world. That's why we keep telling y'all, come out of her, come out from among them. We're trying to save y'all, not only from the plagues, but save y'all from the destruction that's coming that way. Why y'all mad at us anyway? It makes no sense. It's nonsensical to be mad at us when we're trying to do everything we can to teach you the right way. Does it make sense?
Yes.
You wouldn't believe people who have come this way and they wanted to make sure because they've been duped and deceived all their lives. Kabir did this. The elder Kabir did this. I mean, you got to think about it, man. Think about it. He was a Muslim, and then he came to Jesus, and, I mean, he was adamant about Jesus. He'd been in his religion all this time, getting taken advantage of, and then he finally comes to this place and point in time where Yah visited him himself. And the first thing, and mind you, none of us were no Kabir. The first thing that y'all said, you don't love me. Mm-hmm. Kabir said, oh, yeah, I do. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll see. I'm going to test you. I said, when he told me that, I go, that sound like y'all. That sound like y'all. The Christian would say, oh, no, you ain't got to pay no attention. That's a demon right there. I said, no, that sounds just like, that sounds like the king to me. Sounds just like the king to me. It does.
Yes, sir.
2 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, test all things. That sounds just like the king to me.
Yes, sir.
The first thing he tested with, the same day, was right. He said, y'all know?
Yeah.
Get you right what's here.
Yeah.
Right here. Now, right here.
Now,
they going to find out.
Because
yes, remember, let me see. I am Yahweh, your Elohim.
Yeah.
Which have brought you out of the land of Mizraim, out of the house of slavery. You're not no mighty ones against my face.
Yes.
You're not making yourself a carving or any likeness of that which is in heaven above, which is the earth beneath, or is water under the earth. For I, Yah, am a
jealous.
There we go. As I said, all that to get to that point right there. He's a what?
Jealous.
In other words, listen. You come to this kingdom, you need to understand who you're serving. Nobody comes before me. Your wife, your children, not even yourself. He's out of jealousy. That's what he said, right?
Yes, sir.
And the first thing that y'all tested Kabir with, Elder Kabir with, was family.
Yes, sir.
And they lied, dishonored, I don't even feel sorry for them. I don't. I don't rejoice in the death of wickedness. I rejoice that Yah is just.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because this vapor of mist.
Hey. Yeah.
That's it. That's what. Say it again, teacher. That's it. You hear it?
Yes, sir.
We're here, we're gone. Here and gone.
True.
It seemed like a long time to us because this is it. Man, there's been people been here centuries. Come on out! And Yah did test him. You know the reason why he tested him, though? Because he already knew he was a son. And he had all the wicked ass. And then, out of nowhere, I can't tell you how many stories we've had like this. People would get up and they would pray. Yah, show me. And the first, in his generation, the first thing people do is they run, you know, just YouTube. All of a sudden, you see this one little icon on the side. You don't even know where he leads me.
Come on, Seth.
I will follow. You didn't even know he was leading. You thought you just looked over there?
Yeah.
And your hand went click. And that click, that was into you. That was done. Yeah. Y'all knew he already sent you to the tree.
Yeah. I'll be reborn.
He had all them Christians lined up. Y'all sent two witnesses. Mm-hmm. Pastor Dow and Elder Rivers. Sent two witnesses up there.
Yes, sir.
Nothing new under the sun.
Yes, sir.
We went to witness to him.
And preach that body.
Yep. And we whooped.
Come on.
He had them lined up. Three different sessions. The best of the best of the best of the best. Roasted. One was down in the basement like the damn prophets of Baal. Crying out loud. Ah! Got finished. I said, you got to ask them. Told their ass up. Told them up. And all they lies. And mind you, we never once asked Kabir, come join us. Come be a part of our seven. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking about, man, this brother's been persecuted right here. I ain't know if I was going to see him again or not. But because the necessity was laid upon us, we just did what God had us to do. Hey! Kabir said 100. 100. Mm-hmm. Kabir came in there and at one time asked Elder Rufus, he said, how Pastor doing, Elder Rufus? He said, if anything, you need to ask how they doing.
Yeah.
Elder Rufus got to the point where that Elijah spirit came into him. I'm getting perturbed. Man, I'm getting mad as shit. Y'all trying to move this man. Y'all been trying to do. I'll sit here and watch out for you. Trying to move this. He ain't coming. Listen. You ain't figured it out by now. I don't know when the hell you're going to figure it out. He is not going to give you an answer outside of that book. What the hell you come looking for? Mm. A reed shaking in the wind?
Come on.
Boy. It happened. It is not happening. You get it?
Yes, sir.
It's for Elder Kabir. Everybody go, well, it don't look like Kabir gave up everything. Oh, wait a minute. So you look at your optics, and you think Kabir hasn't given up everything. You're a fool.
Yes,
he done did the same thing. Man, I looked at Elder Kabir, I go, what the hell am I going to do with me? I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with them here. What the hell am I going to do with it? You know how to manage it a hell of a lot better than I do. How many of you would have had a home and opened up your home to the saints? And you say a man ain't forsaken all. You kiss my flask. You people are liars. Every single one of you are liars. Kabir said, I've never experienced this in all my life. When the Israelites come, they come up here to visit me, they're leaving me offerings. I'm usually the one that's giving offerings, but I mean, man, y'all leaving me offerings. He didn't know how to act. And then he had people say, they gaslighting you. I'm like, I've never seen a gaslight, bro. I don't even know what that is.
Damn.
That's a new thing. They got an acronym and set up for everything. I'm like, what is that? Come to be up there. Oh, they just doing it for a period of time. You'll see. Elder, come here. You're still waiting. You'll see, ain't you?
You'll see.
Like the false prophet said, he changed his death plea upon me and all of Israel. You won't die one day.
That's true.
Yeah! If the king don't come, we will go the way of all men. Dumbass!
Come on,
bro. Why the hell I want to stay around here any damn way?
So true.
I'm trying to do whatever I can to pass the torch. I ain't trying to set up it. Listen, you got some guys, I'm sorry, they want to be in their 70s and 80s still preaching. I promise I'll probably still be preaching and teaching, but not to this capacity. I want to see what y'all going to be doing with the next generation. I want to be in the advisory guidance role.
Mm-hmm.
My calling is still here. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see the next successive generation just in case the king doesn't come before our time is up. But the way shit looking, I'm sure y'all heard my live broadcast. How y'all like that teaching of eschatology? Damn it. Huh? We'll break it. As stupid as y'all think we are, don't think us to be a fool. I promise you that. Whew. I got to listen to this broadcast again. This is the broadcast right here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting up here trying to marinate on it myself. And I'm the one up here doing them. My mouth is moving. But I know what's going on, though, sir. I know what's going on. All praise to the Most High, y'all.
All praise to the Most High, y'all.
The spirit of Yahshua is definitely leading the charge.
Hallelujah.
And I'm with it.
Yes.
I'm with it. And you can look and see. Yeah, hey, DJ, check it out. See, we got to see it. We got to see it. He said, ain't got there yet.
Oh.
Come on, teach.
For sin.
For what?
For sin.
For what?
For sin.
For what?
For sin.
For sin what?
It's the transgression.
Of what?
Of the law.
So, it's not what Brother McNabb just got finished reading. What Yahshua said. You people in trouble. Y'all in some serious trouble. See what I mean? Nope. Ain't talking about none of that stuff yet. Not a bit of it. You want to see it? Set them that at least 16 amongst us to judge.
Yes.
Oh, the book says. You're an honest guy. You ain't telling me about all this shit. Listen. I know that the world, they don't rejoice at us. They don't. They don't rejoice at anybody who Yah has called his people back to himself, reconciled his people back to himself. They don't rejoice in any of us at all. Never will. And we shouldn't be looking for it.
Hallelujah.
However, what we should be looking forward to is to make sure that we stand with our brothers who want to stand with Messiah.
Yeah.
And all you brothers that's coming to Messiah, I realize a lot of you are coming to Messiah. But listen, when you come, you need to come in humility.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
You don't know shit. Mm-hmm. And you have to realize when you come to real true Israel, your money and your riches, fool, they perish with you. They don't mean a damn thing to us over here. Not a damn thing to us over here. Come in humility so that you'll be able to reign with the king. We're strangers and pilgrims in a foreign land just passing through.
Definitely. Hallelujah. Glory.
I know one thing. I got many brothers up there will testify and tell you, you ain't never seen a brother who like straightway, though.
Hey, come on.
No. We are the original. We are family. Come on, teach Reed.
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sin.
So the sole purpose of Messiah being manifested was to do what? Take away all of our sins. Every single bit of it. Come on.
And in him?
You know, I was at a gas station today, right? And I seen this big old on the back of a truck.
It is finished.
Now, you know how the Christians translate that, right?
The law.
Well, when it is finished, sin.
Mm.
You got to listen to Ron Young. You got to listen to him very carefully. And I already told him, y'all got this translating this shit all wrong. He made it into sin not so that you can continue on in sin.
Right.
He made it into sin so that you don't sin.
Right.
He didn't make it into sin so that you can pray and sanctify pig feet.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
Huh? Or bacon. When they say it's Before we finish this thing, Brother Matt, get Isaiah 66, I think it's 12 and 13, real quick. Come on, T, just read on here for a second. We'll make it here one day. I know that whatever we had right here, it ain't there. Because we ain't made it yet.
The leaders too said the problem with today's leaders.
What is the problem?
I wanted to hit on it.
Oh, let me get there. All right. Now, see, this is the only thing I have written down right here, and I can't even read my scribble. Let me see. This is what's happening today with, and they're all leaders now. Don't get me wrong. The people that lead different ministries, they do lead them. And they're trying their best to lead them in the way that they know to be righteous. So I'm not going to discredit them because I understand what it is. It's just that this is what happens. A lot of times when leaders lead, they start off with this drive and this passion. They have an objective and they have a goal. Once they meet their objective, and once they meet their goal,
come on,
then the drive and the passion, it starts to join them. They start relaxing. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Then when they start relaxing and stuff, are you getting this now? Then next thing you know, they start compromising.
Yes.
And then flesh slowly creeps right back in again. Kind of like you did with Solomon. Y'all get this?
Yes, sir.
That's what happened with Solomon. Are you following?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Now, I ain't got no heaven or hell to put nobody in.
Yeah.
We can tell Solomon was a wise man. He went to the zenith and all the way back. Are you following me? And that's what I'm trying to prevent Israel from starting off running hard and running fast and then fizzling out. Are you getting it? Because that's what people do. That's what a lot of leaders do. They get comfortable after they believe they have accomplished their so-called objective. You get it?
Yes, sir.
Then they start relaxing. And then these damn thoughts, same thoughts that plague all men. Next thing you know, you start justifying yourself and your behavior. They say, you know, you're in the same damn sin that the world is in, and you ain't even calling it damn sin no more. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I'm fully 100% aware of this. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
That's why I stay on fire, stay motivated.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to stay on fire, stay motivated.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to stay on fire,
good,
stay motivated,
because
I ain't never. You know what? I've got different benchmarks and goals I want to meet, but you know what? I ain't made my goal yet. I've not yet made the objective.
Yes, sir.
My objective is the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Wait.
Get home.
Y'all hear that? And until the day the breath go out of my body and my eyes open until I see myself walking through them pearly gates, I ain't done. I ain't finished. By no way, shape, fashion, or form.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You'll get?
Yes, sir.
I said a mouthful.
Yes, 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 sir.
Don't get lashed.
Yes,
no,
yes,
no,
sir.
No. Woe unto you that are at ease in Zion. You ran well, but what hindered you?
Come on.
How can you run with the horseman when the footman has wearied you? You need more? I'm hiding this word in my heart. Yeah, it is wicked as heart. This heart is always has propensity to be wicked as hell.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I ain't been to no damn mountaintop. I'm still in the valley.
Yes.
I'm getting to the mountaintop when that trumpet blows.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Ha! Yes, sir.
Come on,
Steph. Come on.
Does it make sense?
Oh, yes.
I'm only trying to edify.
Yes, sir. Bless you, sir.
And exhort.
Yes, sir.
I mean business. Serious business.
Yes, sir.
Lord to the king.
Lord.
So, no, we're going to run. Run this way.
Yes,
race with patience.
Patience, sir.
I ain't never. No, man. I know this wicked flesh. I read too much about it.
Oh, yes.
When I read this book, it's not talking about everybody else's flesh. Mm-hmm. It's talking about
Taylor Bay.
It ain't talking about how wicked everybody else is. It's talking about how wicked I am. You understand that?
Yeah.
When I read an account, a parable, a story,
yeah.
It's talking about me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It is I. Indeed.
Yes.
I ain't going to be black, man.
Yeah. Man.
Everybody, all right, so Jonah will be one that will be called a rebel of Yah. Mm-hmm. Today, if Jonah ran for office in Israel, we all vote for him. Hey, y'all bring me a drink in here. We'd all vote for Jonah. Y'all don't think we would? I see y'all holding your tongue. I'm telling you. Listen. Jonah had received an edict from Yah, a word from Yah. Go prophesy to these people right here, because I'm going to redeem them. I'm going to say, Jonah's like, wait a minute. These damn people been killing us, defamating us. I want justice. You people, Well, go prophesy to him, Jonah. Prophesy for what? Not what they done to my people. Jonah, go prophesy to him. Okay, I'm sure what prophesy is. I'm getting on a boat. I'm out of here. I'm going to boat. I'm going to make sure that the word of Yah ain't going to be fulfilled. See, we don't put it in everything. We just don't do that. It's a fairy tale.
Yes,
it's a fairy tale because we're so used to fairy tale. We don't put it in our language. In our, well, we understand it. Jonah's just being real. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
He's talking about the word of Yah. No, I'm giving you the word of Yah. I'm out of here. No, you talking about saving these assholes, be killing our damn people. The hell with them. I'm out.
That's true.
Jonah, I'm out.
That's true.
By the time you get them green bean and them string bean and jellyfish and the cartoons and stuff, you all mesmerized by Jonah. And you forget the real story. You forget the real shit.
Come on, that's
they're on the damn sea and stuff, and everybody said, you call on your God. 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 Right. Jonah down in the bow. Hey, what you doing? Man, call your God, Steve Warren. Oh, Jesus. Steve Warren, raging. Y'all, they just cast me over here to stop. What? Just cast me over. Jonah's in the belly of a fish. That's the way I fish. Three days, three nights, read Matthew 12:40. Matthew 12:40. Y'all hear this, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Listen. These damn fairy tales, man. You ever seen those cartoons with all those damn circles around the eyes?
Yeah.
And you just like, you ever seen that shit?
Yeah.
Read.
Thirty-nine.
Come on.
But he answered and said unto them, "An evil and adulterous generation."
What kind of generation?
Evil and adulterous. Seeking after a sign.
They're looking for what?
Sign.
Read on.
And there shall no sign.
There shall no what?
No sign.
But what?
Be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah.
Oh my goodness, man. 3 days.
There gonna be no sign given to except the sign of the prophet Jonah.
Uh-huh.
Read.
Well, Jonah was 3 days.
He was what? Three days. And what else?
And three nights.
What?
In the whale's belly.
Come on.
So shall the Son of Man
Be what?
Be 3 days.
And what?
And 3 nights.
And what?
In the heart of the earth.
Oh, don't y'all got me on whales, because other translations say fish. So Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the midst of the sea in a big-ass whale, fish, whatever you want to call it, belly. I know one thing. Nineveh was a 3 days journey. I don't know where Jonah got the stamina, but he made a 3 day journey in 1 day. He was laying it down. Y'all hear me? Man, that bitch sent him up on the side of the shore and he was, I'm out. But what I'm getting to is, Messiah used this in prophecy.
Yes.
It was my youth. Jonah was already, and even after all this was over with, Jonah still wasn't settled.
Yeah.
Y'all gave him many tests and trials. He up here crying over the ephod and everything, man. And he still couldn't even rejoice at Nineveh repenting based on what they had already done to this people. Uh-oh, am I talking about something here tonight?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Hey, always. You can't even...
Hey, yeah.
Come on.
Yep.
We talking about something here tonight.
Yes, sir. Busting it up.
You got
yes,
people up here wanting to have hey, you to be...
Come on,
all these
now.
Americans
yep.
coming to y'all.
Come on, now.
Coming to y'all. You, I'm on it. Jonah will come out of nowhere. You see what I mean? And y'all... He basically had to lasso Jonah and get his mind in right.
Yes, sir.
Because Jonah remembered what these damn people did to his people.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, proves my point. When you call of Yah, you can get on a damn ship or boat and try to think you're going to run from him. You ain't running up. You ain't running. You there's no place.
Nope.
In this earth. Or under this earth.
Yep, make my...
You ain't running from Yah.
Yeah.
What you call of Yah?
You're there.
That's what you tell Yah. When you know you're really truly called of Yah,
yes, sir.
You may veer off course,
yeah.
But he got a violent way to break
oh,
you back
violent.
In.
Oh, yes, violent.
But you would know
yes, sir.
That it's him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Forget about this candy-ass Christian shit where he going to stroke you and everything.
No, no, he going to stroke you. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I've been reading this book
come on,
the majority
yeah.
of my life. I don't get that kind of y'all out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I get the type of y'all where I fear.
Yes.
I am in dread and in terror.
Yes,
much honor and respect.
Yes. Yes.
Come on. Does that make sense?
Yes,
yeah, high reverence
yes,
and esteem.
Yes,
the same way you wives should be to your husband.
Likewise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, likewise.
The same way that you wicked-ass women should be to your husbands. It's amazing how these women think your husband, yo, you're so stupid, so naive, you're so dumb, you're so all this. Likewise, you wise, you make sure you see that you reverence your husband.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, yeah. Same way you do Yahweh.
Yeah.
Yahshua.
Yeah.
Go read that in Ephesians 5.
Come on, sir.
You know the reason why I always touch on that? You can't get the home right, can't get Israel right. You can't, because
that's
Israel true. Starts at the family, starts at the
that
home.
Is
you can't
sir.
Get it right, you ain't going to be right.
Yes, sir.
And unlike this wicked-ass world, you know, I had an article. I don't even know where it went. I had an article. Let me show y'all something. Let's finish the broadcast on this. I'm going to show y'all something. Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
Let me see if I can pull this up. This is an indictment against us to show us that the curses are real. Where is it right here? Here it is right here. I'm going to print this out right now. We're going to hear this. I'm going to show you how far we are. Now, didn't Isaiah say that? Ch- children would be our oppressors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And women would
rule.
No, we're going to hear this. We're going to hear this.
Yes, sir.
We're going to hear this.
Yes, sir.
We are going to hear this. Israel, y'all all right out there? Everybody doing fine?
Yes,
yeah, they doing fine. Man, I did a live broadcast the other day, man. When I woke up the next morning, there was 22,000 people out there looking. 22,000. Before I went to bed that night, it was already at 10.
Ooh.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I'll be right back, and we're going to hit this. Right here, don't even say percent, I'm just using 32. Half
of the white population that gets married ends up in divorce. 15.1. Watch this. Out of the black population, it literally flips the script to the point it's actually over what it says. And what I mean, so if you look at this, look at this. Everybody else has a black, then a red. Ours in red, black, and everybody else is black, red, black, red. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that their percentage is denoted down here, but ours is so bad over the top.
Wow. Yeah, okay, yeah.
You get it?
Yeah,
you see, only one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You have the melanated people that get divorced on a grand scale. And if y'all want this, you leaders in Israel, I'll send it to you. I'll give it to y'all. You want this article to be able to read it. The marriage divorce rate ratio, 2-1 in 2018, meaning there was slightly more than two marriages for every divorce in the United States. That's the difference right there. In other words, even if you got married twice, you still ended up upside down.
Yeah.
And if you was in the black culture, meaning. So if you go out and you buy a vehicle, for those who have done it, and you drive off the lot, you automatically know that the vehicle is depreciating, right?
Yes, sir.
But if you go out and decide a couple of years later you want a newer vehicle, but yet you still, your vehicle is upside down, meaning it's not of the value or the market value of the way that your vehicle that you... Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you following?
Yeah.
You're still upside down. So you still trade in, but you get a higher interest rate.
Uh-huh.
And a low return. Get it? That's where they put us at on the second time. That's why the numbers are upside down.
Only ours.
I'm going to show y'all. Look at this. Damn. Oh, I wish I could get this in here. I'll send this to some of y'all. Is that bad? In the profile, we present that the marriage divorce ratio of women across the different demographics and characteristics of racial ethnicity, educational attainment, in addition to providing women's marriage and divorce rates across the characteristics. Although the ratios and rates are similar measures, they each provide a unique lens on the marriage and divorce in the United States. Thus, the chart. Both to provide a more nuanced picture of marriage and divorce. The marriage to divorce ratio is calculated by dividing the number of women marriages by the number of women divorces and population given by year. The marriage and the divorce rates are calculated by dividing the number of women who experienced the event of marriage and divorce within the last 12 months and the number of women who are at risk of the event. You know what's bad? They're talking about women who end up in when you look at it, the chart, and I wish I could see this chart right here. This one right here. See, you got over here, you got black, red, and you go over here, red, black, black, red, black, red. Only under the black category over here, you have red, black. You get that, right? That means these are women who have been married and divorced twice within one calendar year. That's why we upside down.
Yes, sir.
And they're talking about women are the ones who are the ones who are initiating this divorce.
Yes, sir.
On a grand scale.
Yes, sir.
So the reason why our own culture can't even stay together is because of the damn women. Demons are fighting y'all ass tooth and damn nail. And you still don't get it. Now, this is not saying there's nothing to parade and applaud about. Because with the white, you have has and have. If you get married, you stand a 50% chance to get divorced. If you're Hispanic, if you get married as a Hispanic, 60% of you end up divorced. Other, now here's the catch right here. 35% of you. You better off marrying other and stand a better rate and a success rate of marriage than you do marrying with what you call your own kind. But black, you damn other side of town. The women will initiate it, and I'm going to tell you the reason why. These damn demonic thoughts and shit y'all got going on in y'all head.
Yes, sir.
You get it? It's that bad. By the way, what do we leave off in scripture?
Isaiah 66, 12, 13.
Yeah, that's the last one. Let's finish up with this. All right, Israel, we didn't get to our notes, but we got to our notes. We got to them. And we're going to read Isaiah 66, 12 and 13. Listen to the book. I don't like the numbers, man. I'm open, man. Israel, listen to me. Whatever y'all think y'all got going on, literally everything can be solved if everybody comprehend and understood their role. And not get out of it. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Come on, Megan, I read.
But thus said Yahweh.
What did he say?
Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river.
Mm-hmm.
The glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall you suck. You shall be born upon her side and be dandled upon her knees.
Mm-hmm.
As one whom his mother comforted, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem.
Keep reading.
And when you see this, your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like an herb, and the hand of Yahweh shall be known towards his servants.
You will end in verse 17. Keep reading.
And his indignation towards his enemies. For behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with his chariot.
We're coming for you Christians. No, listen. Really, listen. Come on.
And with his chariot like a whirlwind.
He's coming with fire and with chariots. Come on.
To render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh.
Now that means plead means he's going to devour. He's not going to be begging. Not in contact with that. Y'all dealing with King James translation. And they want to appease you, make you feel good, and you know, we're going to beg you. And, no, y'all ain't doing no begging with nobody. Watch this. Watch this. He going to really define this, all you pork chop preachers and all you swine, sausage, McDonald eating, bacon eating, sausage McMuffin asses. Come on.
And the slain of Yahweh
shall what?
Shall be many.
A few.
Many.
Just a dozen.
Many.
Small in number.
Many.
Can't be no more than one or two.
Many.
Read on.
They that sanctify themselves.
Oh, you say I'm set apart. Because we said so. Because we changed the laws, like Daniel said. Seek to change laws, times, and seasons. Read on.
And purify themselves.
Oh, see, we're holy. We're holy. Okay. Yeah, we are. We done did all our ceremonial washing and everything. We have sanctified. We purify ourselves. Read on.
In the garden behind one tree.
And we hiding ourselves while we're doing this the whole time. Come on.
In the midst. Eating swine flesh.
Eating what?
Swine flesh.
Eating what?
Swine flesh.
Eating what?
Swine flesh.
So we're going to hide and give us a piece of pork rind. Y'all get that?
Yes,
we're going to hide behind a tree and commit sin. Basically what it's saying.
Yes,
sir. And think ain't nobody going to see us, but y'all sees everything.
Come on.
Read that again. Come on, brother. Read that again.
They that sanctify themselves
and
purify themselves in the garden behind one tree in the midst Eating swine flesh.
Eating what?
Swine flesh.
Eating what?
Swine flesh. And the abomination.
Oh, we ain't done yet. And the abomination. And?
And the mouth shall be consumed together.
And the what?
The mouth. And the mouth.
The abomination and the
mouse.
It's bad enough you got swine, but now you got
mice.
Shall be consumed together. Say who?
Says y'all.
All right. So, I don't give a damn how many times y'all say, Lord bless his food. He ain't blessing shit.
No.
He's not blessing nothing. He's already defined as unclean.
Yes, that's true.
That's why we keep saying, y'all need to come out of her.
Yeah.
Teach, let's finish on this. I keep saying we're going to finish. Revelation 18:4, man, we done.
Hallelujah.
We'll be done tonight. Revelation 18:4, because I promise you, you leave me here.
Yeah, we do.
Ooh, on this unction, I'll be here at 4 o'clock in the morning still, man. We will pot. We will I'm sure we'll probably get one. And we will do this just for that one.
That's it.
Revelation 18:4. Come on, teach.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying,
what did he say?
Come out of her,
ooh,
my people.
See, now see, that's distinct. That's definitive. Come out of her,
my people.
That means God know who you are.
Everybody's
calling you out.
Hallelujah.
Nah, we enjoy it over. You're going to do what we tell. Come out of her, my people, and do what?
That you be not partaker of her sin.
Y'all get this, right? Let me tell you something. Anything that Yahshua didn't cover, I don't want nothing to do with. His blood wipes away, right?
Yes, sir.
His blood don't wipe away nothing that is unrepented of. You got to be judged by it.
Come on, sir.
That's where Christians make their mistake. They go, it is finished. Listen.
They don't know the law.
You ain't repented. You have not recanted. You have not admit your condition. You have not even applied his blood in a righteous way. He ain't even made a righteous sacrifice.
Amen.
That means your sentence and your judgment is still standing.
Yeah,
without the shedding of blood.
Y'all prideful, wicked asses don't even want to fall on the sword. How guilty your ass is. That's what Satan does. Satan tries to paint the Most High Yah as some type of tyrant.
Yes, sir.
When he's done nothing but been merciful.
Right.
The whole time.
Right. The life
yes.
And all these wicked ass people who got a defect, mental defect. Oh, come on, you ain't got to do that. Come on. You know you good. No, you ain't shit.
Hey, I mean,
and sometimes, let's just tell the truth. We really, truly need somebody to tell us.
Come on.
Call it vulgar. Call it profanity. This is not for real.
The truth.
You're really...
Love.
I'll say it again.
Love.
Sometimes you have to be profane in order to be profound.
Come on.
Sometimes we need somebody to tell us, you ain't shit. You ain't shit. That's real talk. It is. I'm glad y'all got me.
Glad
you got y'all too.
Yeah,
all of us.
Yeah, sir.
You know, I stay on safe ground. I stay on safe ground like this because there's not been another wicked man that has ever been born a woman than me. That means if I stand in need of prayer, and I do, I always need his mercy, and I need him new every morning, all the time, And I don't comprehend, I don't get it, because I wake up in the morning, I be sitting up thinking,
and I'd meditate, and I'd be like, God. I was like, man, I feel like I'm falling short right here. I need your help. I need your mercy. I can only get your mercy when I actually acknowledge I'm wicked. I'm unknowing. I don't know when it's there. I need you to help me. I need you to save me. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The wicked too proud they can do that.
Yes, sir.
They can't do that. Because they in their own eyes, I've done nothing.
Come on, Mom.
That's the problem. You ain't done. That's your damn problem. Right there. I know one thing. The king would always be just in my eyes.
Yes, sir.
And I always will respect the sacrifice and honor of Yahshua the HaMashiach. Always. He is the king of glory.
He is.
But anyway, Israel, we didn't expect to be this long. I'm still looking at my notes. We didn't get to one of them. Y'all are still good, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I do hope and pray this. Y'all be ready tomorrow morning. Hey, all y'all that actually contribute to the ministry, bless y'all. Bless y'all. Appreciate it. Because we're going to use it for the work of the ministry. I promise you that. Israel, I want y'all to be encouraged, okay?
Yes, sir.
Literally, be encouraged.
Yes.
We're in a world where we watch this shit all night. Hey, little baby. Oh, this is the 8 billion baby born. You all know that. That's cool shit. How many people you got? People born in Amazon, backwoods of Africa. You got all these Vikings up here in the Noradic. And you got all, ain't nobody recording none of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then amongst us, we got to, we're keeping our children out of y'all damn system. You don't know it. Our 8 billion, you know, no, 8 billion in your satanic recording system. We passed 8 billion mark long time ago. Last thing, I keep saying that. So, I guess the Georgia guy songs are finished, right? You know, they blew them up, and so I think they leveled them things, and they're no more, right? Hopefully, people got some copies of this stuff because they seem to mean business. Listen, Bill and Melinda Gates, the Satanists, along with every billionaire in this world. This world don't mean shit to Satan. Nor does it mean a damn thing to Yahshua. But to you who want the lamentations of men and the command of men for a short period of time, it means everything. And it ends on this. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? It's vile and nasty, isn't it? Anyway, hey, so hope to see y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Book of Ruach, Holy Spirit. Oh, that's Brother Steve. He's pushing the book. He's pushing the book. Everybody get filled with Holy Spirit. He want people to get filled with Holy Spirit. Glory to the King. Hey, y'all be encouraged, Israel. We love y'all. Anybody got a last word? No last word? Anyway, with that said, bless y'all, the sweet person is strong. Victorious and mighty, overcoming name, while soon coming King, Yahshua, HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. That
law.
Law, baby.
In the strong
love.
I'll take that.
I'll take that.